due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Yo, this is Virgo Vine. Welcome to the Virgo Show. You could have been any place in the world, and I'm so glad you decided to pull up on me. We got a lot to talk about, crew. By now, I'm sure you done seen the Diddy situation. Needless for the recap, but I'm going to recap the recap. Y'all remember last year when Cassidy filed and said what she said for the money? And the Diddy camp was calling her all kinds of names. Damn. They said that girl was just trying to get some money. She ain't had no real claim. She was just trying to get some money. That little money grabbing bitch. Then they turned around and paid her the next day. Oh, lying ass. Well, some information done came about. And you know they always be talking about, oh, you can't trust these sources. You know, she lying, No, CNN, baby, CNN. They done got the footage from the hotel from 2016. Ain't that interesting? From 2016. What year is we in? Right, you do the math. I had to pull out my pencil. That's 8 years ago. Excuse me. 8 years ago.
Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
They pulled out a video from 8 years ago in a hotel in Los Angeles of saying exactly what Cassie been saying. Cassie been saying that the man is violent, crazy, sexual. Sound like a heathen. Hedonism, all kinds of crazy stuff. It sound like all kinds of crazy stuff that she said that he was doing and whatnot. And everybody called her a motherfucking liar. Well, not everybody. But you fellas was defending him, the predator, him. Well, that video, I had to describe it to my blind friend. I had to describe it to him. Man, I'm gonna describe it to you, I'm gonna give you from an audio perspective. Cause if you ain't seen the video, go see the video. And I doubt that nobody has seen it at this point in time. Like, they having such a fun with Diddy. This is CNN. So this is news. News, N-E-W-S, North, East, West, and South, this Diddy shit. He on my true crime station, this Diddy shit. Yeah, it ain't just some rap crap. No, this is, let me describe. You see Cassie walking down the hallway in a tiptoe kind of sense. You have to watch the video over and over again. Because every time you watch it, you see something else. And a tiptoe calm, I'm going to walk the fuck up out of here. Sense like tap, tap, look around. Nope. Watch it again. No shoes. My bitch come out in the coat. And no shoes. And a bag. And she's tiptoeing down the hallway. You see one hallway. And you see the next hallway as she turns the corner. So she turned the corner and she goes to the elevator. And she's trying to press for the elevator because she's trying to tiptoe the fuck up out of here. Then you see track star running in the towel. Left hand holding the towel, running. Turn the corner. He approaches her. Left hand on the towel. Uses his right hand. Grabs her. Throws her to the left. Kicks her. Right foot up kick like a punt. Turns around, grabs the stuff she had, the bag, comes back around, kicks her again like a stomp, a down stomp, doof. Grabs her by her hoodie and drags her back up the hallway. No, wait. It was a punt kick, a stomp kick, and then it was another punt kick. This one here, he was going for the field goal. Doom. Like a left foot all the way up. He had to readjust his towel that time. Dragging her, towel boy, dragging her down the hallway. Turned the corner, she put up a little resistance, and I could see her mouthing something. I kept watching it, trying to get the lip service together. I don't read lips. I was trying. And if anybody reads lips, please read her lips in the video and tell me what she's saying, because I'm trying to figure it out. Not that it matters, because it clearly put his hands on her. His feet kicked her and stomped her like the coward that he is. Every time you watch the video, it just enrages you. You think about if that was your sister or your auntie or your mama or any female, your neighbor, any female. And every time you watch the video, you just keep paying attention to different opportunities for him to be a coward, for him to be a monster. But you're missing so much in that video. Because everybody's looking at Diddy, and he fake-ass apologized. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. I read them comments. It took about a while, the hundreds and thousands of comments. It took a while to read them. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Fuck you and that apology. Let that apology be as loud as the fucking disrespect. Don't nobody want to hear that shit, Diddy. But what I do have to say is, he ain't the one who need to be apologizing. And he didn't apologize to who? He apologized to the people. Not her, not Kat, not baby, I'm sorry. Nah, I didn't mean to stomp or kick you or drag you up the hallway. No. The apology was to the people. Like, I'm sorry y'all had to see that. That's what it was about. I'm sorry y'all saw that. I'm sorry y'all saw me looking like that. Y'all wasn't supposed to see that. You only sorry you got caught. You look so dumb right now. Somebody put Rihanna Take a Bow on. Alexa, play Rihanna Take a Bow. You look so dumb right now. But the real monsters in the video, is not Puffy, Sean, Combs, P, Diddy, Love. He ain't the fucking monster. The real monster, as you watch it over and over again, as you see him run down the hallway, as you count the doorways, I count 8 doorways he ran past. I count 8 doorways. Like I said earlier, that was 2016. Take your math. Take your pencil out. That was 8 years ago. We ain't even gonna dwell on how CNN got this tape. We know how they got it. They paid somebody to give it up. They probably paid them twice what they got paid to let it go. Somebody gave them $50,000 to hide it. They probably got paid $100,000 to dig it up. But what I'm saying is, a lot of people knew what the fuck was going on. 8 doors. Watch the video again. Don't look at what you see. Look at what you can't see. This bullshit been going on a long motherfucking time now. Clearly, 2016? Man, you been dancing around, throwing parties, having a good time. Fuck that sorry shit. We don't want to hear none of that shit. Cassie, are you okay? Everybody needs to play Cassie's Me and You over and over and over and over again so she could get something. That's the way the world goes now. That's how you get somebody's attention or something. I don't know. But Diddy, what you gonna do when they come for you? I don't know what kind of deal you done made with whoever, however, but the dark gonna come looking for you, bro. And I'm just so interested to see what's gonna happen next. Jail. You lucky if you go to jail. Because when the other side come looking for Diddy, he ain't gonna be able to dance his way up out of that shit. And that's from the spiritual realm. They looking for him on the other side. He got debts over there. But that's not my business. Praise Jah in the moonlight. What you do in the dark gonna come to light. You can't hide all the time. You can't fool all the people all the time. Pay everybody off. Pay everybody out like you paid everybody out. Pay everybody out. Diddy's best bet is to start paying karma back. That way, he can settle some of them debts before you get down there. That's just my opinion. That was deep. Yeah. No, Diddy. Not at all. At the end of the day, yeah, it been the end of his day. In the up and coming weeks, it's gonna be some interesting stuff about him going on. And every time I look at him and how much excitement he got going on, it's like, wow, I wonder what else is going on in the world. Y'all stay tuned. We have some, there's gotta be some world issues going on, because Once the internet turn your attention to the right, shit finna go left. I'm just saying. I expect war. I'm Virgo Vine, and I'm just talking out my neck. Yeah. Talking on my neck.
I am the original
Dantana. Appreciate you for pulling up to the Virgo show. We started off in one way and we ended in another. Yeah. I'm gonna have to leave y'all with that one. Let y'all marinate on that one. Shout out to California. Shout out to Georgia. Y'all running it up. Shout out to California and Georgia. Y'all running it up. And if you want your state to get a shout out, or your city or your country to get a shout out, run it up. Because then I can see you. I'm international. I appreciate you for pulling up. I am Virgo Vaughn. This is the Virgo Show.